Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, Charles and Camilla visits Canada to celebrate 150 years of Confederation. Prince Philip is out of hospital. Prince Albert of Monaco visits Ireland. Prince Harry opens up in an interview. And the Queen and members of the royal family attend Countess Mountbatten's funeral in London, so stay tuned.
On Right Royal Roundup, time now for a British royal family update. News and views from Buckingham Palace.
The Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall visited Canada to celebrate 150 years of Confederation. Prince Charles is expected to give a speech on Saturday, the 1st of July. They arrived in the Canadian Arctic at Iqaluit in Nunavut on Thursday, the 29th of June, where they encountered some high winds. The Duchess of Cornwall was seen clutching her scarf as she and Prince Charles disembarked from the aircraft as they were greeted by the Governor-General David Johnson and with military honours. Prince Charles inspected the guard of Canadian Rangers before making his way to a stage outside the Legislative Building in Nunavut for the official welcoming ceremony, including a performance by Indigenous throat singers. The Duchess was later seen playing a traditional bone game involving an animal skin bag, which is popular in Inuit culture. On Friday, they visited a farmer's market in Prince Edward County before flying to Ottawa.
Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Now crossing live to the throne.
Prince Philip is out of hospital and was seen out and about as he attended the Royal Bentley Motors Cup Final and the British Driving Society Annual Show with the Queen to support their granddaughter, Lady Louise Windsor. This is the first time he has been seen in public since he was treated for a bladder infection in hospital last week. He was seen driving the Land Rover when he took the Queen to meet their son, Prince Edward, and to watch Lady Louise take part in a carriage-driving procession. Prince Philip looked cheerful when he arrived and waved to waiting crowds before chatting to officials. Lady Louise drove a red and black carriage in the competition, which was said to have been first driven by her grandmother, the Queen, in 1943. Lady Louise, who is a keen carriage driver, is following in her grandfather, the Duke of Edinburgh's footsteps. Prince Philip had played a role in establishing carriage driving as a sport in Britain. The Duke of Edinburgh was in a chatty mood when he presented prizes to the winners at the annual show. Some competitors had a go at playing polo whilst riding penny-farthing bicycles instead of horses. However, players had trouble negotiating their old-fashioned bicycles through the grass, with at least one player falling off.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Prince Albert of Monaco opened the Princess Grace Rose Garden in St Dominic's Park at Drogheda on Friday the 30th of June during a visit to Ireland. The garden was named in honour of his mother, former Hollywood actress Grace Kelly, who visited the area during the 1960s with his father, Prince Rainier III. Grace Kelly was said to be the Irish-American granddaughter of an immigrant from Newport in County Mayo. Prince Rainier had opened the Princess Grace Irish Library in Monaco in 1984 as a tribute to her family heritage. The visit had been arranged by Geraldine Bernaysen, the Irish ambassador to France and Monaco, who, according to the Drogheda Independent, used to play in the same spot many years ago when she was just a little girl. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar paid tribute during a gala dinner later that night. He said, quote, "You're very welcome back to Ireland. Your late mother, Princess Grace, was immensely proud of her Irish heritage, and we in turn were very proud of her and all she achieved in her iconic but all too short life. We greatly appreciate that you have travelled from Monaco to be with us tonight. You always have a home here." End of quote.
or any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Harry has said in an interview with the Mail on Sunday that he once considered leaving the royal family in favour of an ordinary life, as he spoke candidly about the monarchy and his royal duties. He said there was a time when he felt he wanted out and had admitted that he had come close to a breakdown a number of times in the past. However, he said he disliked some aspects of life in the public eye, but he was determined to live a relatively normal existence. Prince Harry said he had been motivated by his grandmother, the Queen, to continue his royal duties and to focus on charity work and to be a force for good. Prince Harry said he felt most at ease during his 10 years in the army and felt he was really achieving something. In the army, he wasn't a prince, he was just Harry. However, he felt very resentful when he had to leave Afghanistan when news of his position was leaked by an Australian magazine, New Idea. Prince Harry also spent 1 month on secondment with the Australian Army in 2015 before he resigned. He caused a stir when he revealed during an interview with Newsweek that no one in the royal family wants the throne. Prince Harry also mentioned walking behind his mother's coffin as a 12-year-old. His mother had just died and he had walked a long way behind her coffin, surrounded by thousands of people watching him, whilst millions more did so on television. Prince Harry said that no child, quote, should be asked to do that under any circumstance, end of quote.
On Right Royal Roundup, we now go back in time for some Right Royal regal history.
The Queen, the Duke of Edinburgh and the Prince of Wales were among 11 senior royals who attended the funeral of Countess Mountbatten of Burma at St Paul's Knightsbridge in London on Tuesday the 27th of June. As we reported in our 16th of June 2017 show, Countess Mountbatten died peacefully at her home on Tuesday the 13th of June, surrounded by her children. Prince Charles described the Countess as his very special godmother, and she had played an extremely important part in his life. He said he would miss her presence most dreadfully. However, Prince Andrew, the Duke of York, arrived with a black eye. Buckingham Palace has refused to comment on the cause of his injury. The Countess was born Patricia Mountbatten and was the Duke of Edinburgh's first cousin. She was also the daughter of Prince Charles's beloved great-uncle, Earl Mountbatten, who was killed by an IRA bomb in 1979. The Countess's 14-year-old son, Nicholas Knatchbull, and her mother-in-law, the Dowager Lady Brabourne, were also killed when their boat was blown up off the coast of Sligo in Ireland. A local boy, Paul Maxwell, also died. The Countess, known as Lady Brabourne at the time, survived, but she suffered severe facial injuries, which needed 120 stitches. Her husband, Lord Brabourne, and Nicholas's twin brother, Timothy, also survived the blast. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.